Blog Talk Radio.
Told them don't buy me no little ass Chanel. The nine can't fit in that shit. I'm from the south, I take the dick. Then wake up in the morning cooking them grits. I just woke up feeling like Drizzy. I'm finna hit the mall and run through a six. So I'm a dog, off the leash myself. So now I ain't never ran from a bitch. I need a 10 to turn up your show. I hit the booth and let the stretch go. I piece a bitch up like some Legos. I hit the shoebox on the bank cold. I got my foot all on day so. Running right through them pesos. Then bounce back like an echo. They don't want no problems with Big Lotto. I'm really a brat, I'll knock a bitch out with a bottle. They don't need no Twitter, I still have you getting followed. Out of hood, niggas love me like a Monte Carlo. Put my hand on this trigger, make a nigga buzz quick. Killers, drug dealers, type of niggas I grew up with. Got these bitches mad that I won like Trump did. Stay with a band and I'm blowing through it like a trumpet. I throw it back like bouquet. Then sit it on your face. All you can eat like a buffet. Got me singing like Broadway. I make them tap out like an ashtray. Shoes cost 3 bands, nigga, that's Andre. And it's just on a light day. Got me feeling like an outcast. Young bitch make it rain every day. I don't even check the forecast. Yeah, I'm really getting cheese. I box a bitch up like some damn crap. Big Lotto, I get paid to talk my shit like a podcast. I can't show no love. They think I'm a virgin. Lotto never gave a fuck. Never gave a fuck. Never gave a fuck.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Nelly!
Ha!
Cooley! BlogTalkRadio.com.
Council, won't you come fuck with the council? Okay. AM, FM, all local radio channels. All right. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune in to the council.
Hello, hello world, let me welcome you to Nellyville, where we play the records, hot as peppers, never chilly chill. Feel the space, I really feel. Never know, listen in, you can probably get some air.
Court is in session, all rise, it's a new day. The radio won't play, it's okay, we found a new way. I'm calling all artists, give your records to the DJ. And no, you can't forget about the most school. Yeah, and for your auntie and your granny, oh yes and daddy. Break records on the campus. You can take this one for example. Crazy, lady, yeah, he's filling my pecs like Rambo. Nellyville, yeah, that's my famo. He got it on lock like Django. Whoa, council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune in to the council.
It's epic, epic Saturday. Celebrity interviews, 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 interviews. I'm here to dump it Thursday. Who can I win or lose? Win or lose? Win or lose? Is it you? Is it you?
Council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council.
Council, won't you come fuck with the council?
Don't play the radio.
I can tune into the council.
I don't think y'all was listening to Cooley. So I'ma let my sis tell y'all again.
What? It's Tamika Diaz and you're kicking it with my girl DJ Nellyville. You heard me?
Just got a new bag, I'm in it. 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 Oh, it's my bad. I got them paying attention. I went from rags to riches. I'm popping out East Laurent. You want me like a blunt. I'm sure though he can't get my number. Send it back on a hunt. Look. For a ticket, I handle my business. It's murder, she wrote when I pin it. With the fellas, a clap like a Delta. You come in here bumping your dentures. Catch you till I'm here on a miss. On go, so ain't no one to miss. Been telling me
I cannot be, but it seems like they don't wanna listen. Look at their face when I hop out the Bentley, you know this is they feeling. Settin' on forges and take off the ceiling, I pull up and look like I'm dealing. You can't count my pockets, I look like a million, but I count the paper for healing. I said I got bundles, they thought it was weak, cause my ponytail looking Brazilian. How does the flame I'm lit? Turn it up, bang my. This play game I'm it. Run it up, claim that. Losing the stash, yeah, yeah. Just securing the bag. I'm touching this cash, so sit on my ass. I'm spinning, I'm making it back. I came in the game and started a tab. I'ma be here for a second. I run up the bag and then do the math. It's probably gonna take me a second. My motives ain't never in question. More money and major investments. Trying to keep up with my flex and these gonna mess up their credit. Hot as a flame, I'm lit. Turn it up, bang my. Let's play a game, I'm it. Run it up, claim it. Run it up, stack your chips. Go flip your game. That's it. Work on this tip, don't change. Look, what they talking about getting money, that's something that's never gonna change. As long as the paper keep coming on time, then I might not never complain. Fresh out of flips, I'm having that drip. Look like I just walked out the rain. Dripping, I'm leaving a stain. Turn me up, bang, bang. Eyes of flame, I'm lit. Turn it up, bang my. Play a game, I'm it. Run it up, claim that. Losing the stash, yeah, yeah. Securing the bag. I'm touching this cash, so sit on my ass. I'm spinning, I'm making it back. Just got a new bag, I'm in it. Just got a new bag, I'm in it. Just got a new bag, I'm in it. Just got a new bag, I'm in it.
What up, everybody? Hey, you tuned in to the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Happy Saturday, wherever you are. Y'all know what the goes down on Saturday. But first, I got to give a shout out to my peeps, the council, my family. Peace to the gods and the earth. Shout out to DJ 7 and Team in the Mix. Shout out to the sponsors, 12 Round. Got to give it up, West Coast, the UK, man, mad love everywhere. I'm sending shouts out to you right now. Tonight, y'all, we got interviews going down. 6:30, we got two interviews today. So 6:30, we got Soul Rap calling in at 6:30. Dope, that's all I can say. Y'all got to listen in. Y'all got to get the info. Soul Rack, yo, calling in at 6:30. Then we got Bama 100. Man, I like Bama 100. You know, I like everybody, but Bama 100? He calling in at 7. So, y'all stay tuned. Don't get into it. Let's get into this Kevin case.
With my bitch in the Louis bag, what a gun say? In the coupe with the roof detached, what a slum say? In the booth, hold up, who on rap? Where the funds at? My lieutenant, about to send it, bitch, I'm with a plug at.
Me, Rennie, I was thinking back, I ain't have a penny. Bitch, nigga, left me out your flat, then I started stripping. I ain't tripping, I could run that back, I know how to get it. New nigga, all these talk is packed, break it down the strip.
Hold up, baby. That rubber mallet, break the clumps out there. That thing you cookin', if you sellin' soft, you take the chunks out there. Go ahead, I'm looking. Brand new box of soda, we gon' dump out there. Water boiling, boom, and start your motor. Watch it jump out there.
Straight drop a water whip, I can make it look like grits. They done taught me about that X. This shit here gon' take a six. Got that windshield in it brick. I'ma let it go and zip. Keep your man on my DMs, before I make him eat my dick.
They ain't supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, it's supposed to look like that.
It's supposed to look like, but it's right.
I think it's sexy when you talk correctly.
Russell.
G-Wagon, yellow brake pad, four dope, coupe, big gangster. Overcooked, dope, babe, off white, these Instagram hoes faking. Transparent unit, rock the lace one day, sweat it out, then change it. Start touching M's in my fake friends, start
telling me that I'm changing. Who you gon' beat up when you want me to? I put your feet in the air. Who you getting loud with? No, I'm a stylist. I put that heat in your hair. Hold up, let me change the subject. Switch positions, park the lack truck. My nigga rip, I tell him give me dick and arch my ass up.
For the smack you throwing it back, bro, I ain't know you was cut like that. I'm pulling your hair, I'm spitting your ass, ain't knowing you liking it rough like that.
My stamina cool, we wake up at 4 in the morning and catch us a vibe in the gym. We go to the studio, make us a movie, pre-order some food by the time that it ends. Farming my goons, I play by the rules, reservation for two at a private event. Clutching a tool, don't get it confused, you found it and got around one of the men. Too much to lose, I make a major mistake, it could make me go back to the pen. I play a smooth, yellow brick caliber, jump out the AMG Benz with it red. Captain Dan, private charter, we sailing. Private chef, our dinner get catered. Private shooter on the roof with a gator. 500, I'ma move with a trailer. Load in when it come, get it crazy. Load out, hit the road, get it freighted. Champagne in the suit with a trainer. Champagne in the loop with a gangster. Transportation got them flying in, do the same thing if you buying team. Reputation die when you grind in. Got a fish hook with a line in. Got a Swiss watch with the diamonds. I could not tell what the time is. Pull strings like a violin. And we run out of beat.
If you ever got to choose, then it's me and the next beat, nigga. Nigga, pick the next beat. I ain't going back and forth. This ain't the young and the rescue. Beats colder than the next bitch. Bitch ass nigga, I might have to show you. Think I'm trying to control you. Say my name, and I'ma show you, nigga. You just gotta make me hold you. And now you all up in my text, I'ma leave them on red. Need all apologies and blue honey to some head. Must think that I'm a joke. You must think that I'm a game boy. Like you gon' drive me crazy. You all like your fucking lame boy. Must think I'm probably regular, bitch. I'm rego at whoever that. See me out in public trying to speak like what you staring at. Why go fuck a worker? Fuck the nigga he get work from. Niggas wanna have fun. Tell that nigga you just want fun. Treat me like a beast and I'ma show you. Make me have to hold you. Flexing on the gram and I'ma let them people know you. Tell that bitch you humble. Hold you fuck you wanna be me and I put that on my mama. Let me check this pussy. What gon' respect, nigga? Me in the next beat, nigga. Nigga, pick the next beat. I ain't going back and forth. This ain't the young and the rescue. Beats colder than the next bitch. Bitch ass nigga, I might have to show you. Think I'm trying to control you. Say my name, and I'ma show you, nigga. You just gotta make me hold you. Hey, you gon' keep it gangsta, keep lying like a bitch. I'll type for her ways, pussy nigga is the lick. But think that I'm the last to let you play. Think I won't ask you that, bitch, I mean everything I'm saying. Talking with that mouth, you done had all up on my pussy, you forget. And like you showing out, I'm with the two, I'm with the shit. Hey, I'ma try again, I picked the wrong one out the clip. Say one thing slick, I make your dog ass sick. Bitch, treat me like a beast and I'ma show you. Make me have to hold you. Flexing on the gram and I'ma let them people know you. Tell that bitch you humble, hold you, fuck you wanna be me. And I put that on my mama, let me check this pussy. What gon' respect, nigga? Me in the next bitch, nigga. Nigga, pick the next bitch. I ain't going back and forth, this ain't the young and the rescue. Beats colder than the next bitch. Bitch ass nigga, I might have to show you. Think I'm trying to control you.
I be trying to figure out, like, why a motherfucker want you to be loyal to them. And they ain't loyal to you. I don't really get that. Be trying to show love and pride because they done told people they don't fuck with you in public and shit. That shit be crazy. I don't be understanding that shit. Niggas be feeling slick way about bitches and, come on, man, if you ain't got no money, what we doing?
I done overplayed my part, they forgot about my amnesia.
Cool.
I done hit yours, you done hit mine, why you still mad, we even?
I ain't on that.
The blogs put up anything,
shit made
and
up.
The crazy part, they believe
from go.
Nigga caught a charge and got locked up, only reason dude still breathe.
I swear,
I never make a hoe feel like I can't do no better than her.
Who?
Heard that she got a new nigga, my bag the biggest, she say he don't fuck how I fuck. Bitch lied on God and her kids,
threw me off.
Damn, that fucked up my trust. I know a nigga across you the wind.
Where you at with it?
Yeah, I come from the bluff. Lil' bro don't go through their spinning, can't do it myself.
Why?
Cause my position, I'm peeping niggas and slick competition. Really some bitches sit down when they piss them. They get some fame off me if I mention, but it's a shame on me if I did it. I know you obsessed with me and I get it. Stay in your lane and stay out my business. Over there.
Y'all running off with all these rumors and shit quick and shit, making assumptions. Next thing you know, you judging a nigga. Damn, what about the truth? There's two sides to this shit. I've been that nigga. I've been lit. I've been this shit before I ever went public with a bitch. Y'all just catching on late. Speaking on my personal life, my real life, talking about how it's fake, nigga. You ain't me, you ain't in my shoes. You ain't paying.
pay dues. Speak. He ain't no gangster, never did nothing gangster. That what they said.
That what they
I done seen so many niggas end up dead cause they got misled. Fat. Ain't got no time for no baby mouth fat niggas trying to get spoon fed.
Nah.
All that he say, she say, cold red, numb to it, brain dead. Without y'all, I won't be shit. Hope the haters hear me loud and clear.
I'm making sure.
Uncle told me, scared man, a dead man. You can't live your life in fear, so I'm taking risks.
Yeah.
You can't get a fair bond. Last time I checked, how them charges disappear.
Hold up.
Lack of communication with my bitch.
What?
Got her acting all insecure.
Man.
I come from the struggle like you did, nigga. Why the fuck you trying to down me?
Huh?
If I got a coach a nigga on how to be real, I don't need around me
at all.
You can't fix your mouth the same, fuck with you at least one time. Well, two times, nah, three times, couldn't see the envy, I was too blind.
See, they probably thought I was running out. Whole time I was holding back, shit, an infinity clip. On what's going on, so I'm already knowing my name gonna be in your mouth. But when you have them conversations, make sure you mention he getting six figures for a show. 11 wheels paid for, house sitting on 4 acres. Take care of his kids, treat all of them equally. Mama put up, she can wiggle her toes at night peacefully. Shit like that, what I do it for, that's goals, nigga.
Speak. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst, however it comes, just know that I'm ready. You know a lot, don't give a fuck who tell it. I know they mad, but they never admit it. It be your own people.
Blood.
They gon' try to take advantage of you if you let them. They get a thrill off tearing you down, but never gossip about how you help them. I hear these niggas out here wanna touch me, but I can't tell, I be where they at. Watch you draw the line, so stay over there. Don't come around the gang, don't throw up the set. You know what I rep. Why do some shit you gon' regret?
Answer that.
Think smart with it, this your chest. Just cause y'all related don't mean nothing. Niggas Uncle Ice about that check.
I ain't miss.
All that you love me, shit ain't genuine. I felt the vibe when I walked in. Shit slick hurt me, thinking you solid. Then I saw you bend. Even after they true color show, kept it real on my end. That was my beef at first, I made it mine. Cause me and bruh locked in
for life and now. When I say we lie for me, we lie for me. We locked in for life. Shit loyalty over love. We gon' keep it real first. Like you not gon' see me fucking with my nigga Op. I don't give a fuck if I knew his op longer than him. Niggas will hate you so much, they can know your op a rat and still hang with him. Don't they make them the same nigga? Just let me know, I need clarification. What part of the game is that? See, I know what need to be done. Nigga need to start pulling straight up checking these niggas. These niggas can't stand no pressure. Nigga gotta feel how I'm coming, where I'm coming from. If pain was a person, bad.
Damn right we take turns being wrong. I get real accountable when I'm alone. I get real about it all when I'm alone. It's so crazy missing you when I get on. Don Julio made me poopio. And I might hit your phone up with that rah, rah, rah. Missing my da, da, da. Yeah.
You tune back in to the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. I'm just enjoying this music right now. It's cloudy outside. I'm just trying to make it sunny in the room. And it's sunny in the room. So our first interview is calling in at 6:30. Just want to let y'all know. I just want y'all to be with me. Just hang in there with me. Mo 3, y'all. Money Maya.
Main Funk. Yeah. Hey, this shit crazy, like.
This shit crazy.
I've been knowing this little bitch like for a minute, like.
Hit with another one.
I know this hoe my op, though. Like, I can't trust this bitch, like.
Okay.
Woo. The bitch know when it get cut, though. This thing cut, though. Gang. And I'm on that. My motherfucking 3, nigga. That's on gang. Damn, her phone keeps going out.
Hello?
She like, don't say a thing.
I'm like, who that?
But I know that's that nigga, so I respect the game.
Yeah.
He like, where you at? She said, the stove. But he can't see her face. Nah. She like, my signal tripping. He said, what? That's when the subject changed.
Hey. Like, daddy, where you at?
He like, spot shit, bring me something to eat.
That's when she looked at me. She know it's beef. She can't be seen with 3.
Nah.
But Maya super slick, be in the mix.
Pistol a hoe barely speak.
Yeah.
And she know when I catch them, murder and vet them, put out they ass to sleep.
Yeah.
But Maya wants some money. I bought Maya this, bought Maya that.
For real.
Maya gave the drop. Maya got him flipped and got them whacked. Then Maya took a trip with all my money and put it all on Snap. Then Maya went to the funeral, played a part. Soon as she got back.
Money, Maya, Maya, Maya. She so fire, fire. She make a killer, read the Bible. Real snake bitch, gon' let her fire you.
Say, boo, who that is?
That's Money, Maya,
Maya, Maya.
She so fire, fire. She make a nigga read the Bible. Real snake bitch, don't let her bite you.
Maya,
true star. Maya baby daddy talk that shit, but I ain't caught him yet.
Nah.
But Maya set him up, then I bought her purse. He thought he bought her that.
Maya
had the trap with all of his partners. She like, call me back.
I did.
She like, they here. Pulled up on they block, that's where we talked them at.
Hey.
Maya know the family. She know none of them niggas gon' sling that ass.
Nah.
She said they got money on me. Yeah, Maya slick, but I know Maya ain't lying.
Nah.
My partners like 3 kids, better watch that bitch. She still a op of mine.
Dang.
Told her if she snake me, they gon' chop her off. That's bottom line. She said they be plotting, yeah, they watching. Say they got the drop.
What?
I told her don't tell me shit, drop your location to they spot.
Bop.
Last nigga she set up, did them dirty. Gave that boy a bop.
Bop.
Pull up with choppers and chops them up. Then I called her like, come get this guap.
Money, Maya, Maya, Maya. She so fire, fire. She make a killer, read the Bible.
Fire.
Real snake bitch, don't let her bite you.
Say, Boosie, who that is?
That's Money, Maya,
Maya, Maya.
She so fire, fire. She make a nigga read the Bible.
Bible.
Real snake bitch, don't let her bite you.
Bible.
I guess I'm a whole nigga, I ain't fucking with them. I really don't have no friends when I'm up with me. Ain't gonna have no friends at all up a cup of me. I don't give a fuck, never been friendly. I got Pino in the cup, but he ain't paying attention. Less a nigga trying to smoke me, then he up to glizzy. I got bitches in the building, but they are not with me. They just paid a couple hundred to see me get busy. Hoes in the front row, shooters in the back. DT on the road, know we coming back. Perks in the stash, spot lean in the cabinet. Love by that cane rag, she ain't really savage. Real rich hood, nigga, couple teeth missing. I'm 3 RPs in, now my teeth jitting. I get top side in, then I remix it. You buy step, don't work straight from me. I say, I pop Percocet 10s, then I drill a bitch. You pop Percocet 10s, make a trilogy. I say, I sip lean, cause my body like the feel of it. You sip K-Rolene, and you still love
little
it.
Little hit drink, sipping no money, getting ass, nigga. I'm a big bank, show money, getting ass, nigga.
I say, I beat your ass, make my bitch beat your bitch ass. No, I'ma get this cash, go yard, get the big bag, nigga.
DZ brand new AR, ain't got no kickback. back, nigga. Drake gon' take you on a ride like it's Six Flags, nigga. Mm. Where you bitch? No, you can't get you bitch back, nigga. No, you big man. Matter of fact, you sick man, nigga. And she ate the dick for free. I ain't no trick ass, nigga. Got you in your feelings. I'ma throw you in a trick bag, nigga. Every pistol on my nigga is the big kind, quick kind. Make a stand up, nigga. Sit down. Bitch, we all play with sticks like it's the E-League. All you niggas shoot but barely hit you in the D-League. My foreign bitch called me Scuba Steve B. Got a real life Jocelyn the hoe in 3D. Nah, I'm just talking shit. But you can't leave that bitch around me, beat him off the bitch. I can't leave that hoe around Jockey, beat him off the bitch. I know you seen her on the block, I say you saw the bitch. We better not walk up on this porch, we knock you off of her. Pussy know we dropping shit, you know how we rocking, bitch. Long live YG, fat baby, know we rocking shit. Shoot like Luka Doncic, bitch, about to do a lot of shit. Fuck a nigga, baby mama, till she don't know how to sit. Till she don't know how to move, I can't take her best friend. Convertible, ain't got no room. I've been academic hell since I came up out the womb. Middle finger to the doctor, told him I'm a fucking fool. Told her I'm a fucking goon. Mr. Make the motherfucking chopper boom. Mr. Fuck your auntie till she cook a lot of food. Mr. Shoot the house up till they gotta move. Dog, then double back and spray a nigga you. Yeah, bitch, buddy, yank, guess that nigga rude. Poor, I ain't going back and forth, scuba dude. We got sticks and eight balls trapped to pool hard. Trap, keep a strap on him, he'll knock your shoes off. Nigga, let me cool off. Big blood, bitch, let me bull off. Chopper got the bullet on it, knock his boofy smooth off. Too tall, big 40 on me, making too small. Hoorah, gang celebrating, cause we knew y'all. Niggas over there was too soft. Knock his roof off, raise the roof, get the juice off. We can shoot y'all or scrap it out. Big boot dog, big Rudolph, red dot with the boo. Y'all love boot liquor, we a stump nigga. Reppin' Thetas, we a jump niggas. I'm Columbus short with this pump, making crump with it. Lil John with this headband, I get crunk with it. Big unk with it, lead 10 niggas slump with it. I'm sick with it in a bay, go dumb with it. Throw the ones with me, no a nigga bringing guns with me. Can't trust niggas, first thought be the bus niggas. Ooh. I guess I'm a hoe niggas, I ain't fucking with them. I really gon' have no friends when I'm up with me. Ain't gon' have no friends at all, up a cup of me. I don't give a fuck, never been friendly. I got Pino in a cup, but he ain't paying attention. Less a nigga trying to smoke me, then he up to glizzy. I got bitches in the building, but they are not with me. They just paid a couple hundred to see me get busy. Hoes in the front row, shooters in the back. DT on the road, know we coming back. Perks in the stash, spot lean in the cabinet. Love, baby, can't ride, she ain't really savvy.
I've been smoking off the table, got my backwards from bodega. Can somebody roll the weed up? Cause I'm about to lose my patience. I got cookie, got gelato, I got blue rock in my body. I got OG, something sour, I was on the cloud for hours.
I'm hot now, but I got money to make. This a lifestyle, baby, this is more than a game. Gotta keep your eyes open, cause the streets ain't safe. If the price right, I can sell them all in a day. I'm OT smoking like the kid, not away. I hope that bag that I ship don't get stopped on the way. Thank God I could've been fucked up. I'm breaking down right now, about to roll one up.
My dream's bigger than the plane I'm on. Never been the type, been in the saving hole. Most people be talk, but they don't want no smoke. I'ma bring the smoke everywhere I go. Cause life is bad, but it could be worse. And life is great, but it just ain't perfect. I'ma always keep a bag just in case I'm splurging. All my haters made me laugh, know I'm winning for sure. I can stay up off the gram, I'm really popping in person. Wake up, wake up in the AM, cause I be up early. If you're gonna roll the reefer, then I hope you gon' curl it. Cause if I'ma catch a vibe, then it gotta be worth it. I've been smoking off the fever, got my backwards from bodega. Can somebody roll the weed up? Cause I'm about to lose my patience. I got cookie, got gelato.
Like jets on land, put giraffes in clouds. I can get you anything if you cashing it out. I just hopped up the plane, chase 50 and J. I want that big money, bitch, I'm trying to buy up the green. I put that goo in the J, put the fire to my face. You can't call your bag good if the bitch don't stink. I'm a weed snob, baby, I can tell if it's fake. And this vibe was created when I planted the seed.
Had a plan from the jump, and that's all I need. I've been smoking off the table, got my backwards from bodega. Can somebody
tune back in to the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry, because that's what I do. Even on this cloudy day, it's cloudy. It's really cloudy. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. If you're a single father, happy Mother's Day to you too. I don't know. You know how they do be tripping. But happy Parent Day to everybody out there this weekend. Stay safe and do you. We got our first interview on the line. Let me see. So, Rack.
Yo, what's up?
What's good with you?
What's good? I'm just glad to be on the show with Nellyville and my man, DJ 7. You know what I'm saying? Just looking to chop it up with you guys for a bit.
Okay, so let everybody know a little bit about who you are.
Well, Soul Rack is a multi-talented artist. And what I say about that is that, you know, my music is mostly, you know, East Coast hip-hop, but I was born in the South from Orlando, Florida originally. As far as, you know, I deal with conscious topics, but at the same time, I like to make music for the soul, music that touch people emotionally and spiritually. So, you know, just a well-rounded MC for the most part.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about when you first heard hip-hop, how did it affect you?
Well, the first time I heard hip-hop, you know, from the old school, you know, saying during basically the golden era. So the first song I remember hearing was a song by an artist by the name of Rapping Duke. And the song was like, da-ha, da.
Yep.
And then, you know, saying, and then some of the, you know, that Jam on it track. Yeah. Then later on, Curtis Blow, Fat Boys, Run DMC. And eventually the MC that really changed my style and changed the way I see hip-hop as a whole, Rakim, you know, Airbnb Rakim, they came out, and that just changed the whole dynamics as far as how I see hip-hop. And from that day, he continued to inspire me with the music.
Right. That's dope. Hip is the knowledge, hop is the movement. So
yeah,
when did you realize that, okay, this is what I want to do? When was that moment?
Oh, man. I mean, the first time I decided I wanted to really, I started writing when I was young, you know, mostly 12, because I used to write, you know, poems and stuff like that, and then I just added the other element to it. But I started trying to do it professionally when I was 14. A friend of mine, we went to a studio and recorded our first demo. We didn't have any music at that time other than beatboxing. I'll beatbox for him when he rhymed, and he beatbox for me when I rhymed. And we recorded it. You know, we didn't know what the hell we were doing, but we were trying to, you know, explore our talent and see what was out there. And so, you know, that's what we did. And then eventually just grew into bigger things after that.
Okay. So what were some of your experiences like while you were perfecting your craft?
I mean, some of the experiences I had, I've been lucky because not only was I able to be on the production side, but I was able to be behind the scenes where I was able to work with some of the legendary artists as far as being I used to have a club at one time. So I had the opportunity to run into some of the greats, the legends like Biz Markie, Slick Rick. I worked with Chuck Rock at one time. So, you know, I had a chance to be behind the scenes because I was a promoter. But then I also used to promote comedy shows. So I met some of the big names in that arena as well. And then eventually I decided instead of being behind the scenes, it's time for me to go ahead and do what my true passion was to make my own music and put my own music out. So that's what we have today.
Okay. So you created your own foundation. I love it.
Yeah.
You already had to connect.
Yeah. Yeah. You
just have
to try all things.
Right.
Absolutely.
You're
right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are some of your goals in the field of music?
Well, my goal eventually, my first goal is to make music that touches the people. That's the first thing, create good content. Secondly is to have an international presence. Just don't be confined to the United States. I remember Chuck D responded to me one time. He said, just don't focus on the 48 states. Focus on the entire world. So that's what my goal is just trying to make music that reaches people on all scales in every area, because music is more than just the United States. It's about touching the world. And so that's what my focus is right now.
Right. That's exactly right. So Soul Rack, I gotta ask, how did you come up with the name Soul Rack?
Well, the name is based on my first name, which is Carlos. You spell it backwards. You spell S-O-L-R-A-C, but
okay.
I added the word U. Yeah, I added the word U because I wanted to emphasize the word soul, because I want to touch people's soul with the music. So that's basically what the name is all about.
Okay, that's so dope, because I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, okay, he's right. He just added the U. Okay, I love that.
That's what it's all about. It's all about keeping them guessing, you know what I'm saying? Keeping entertaining, keeping, you know, keep people engaged. That's what it's all about.
Right, exactly. So how long do you see yourself playing a part in the music industry?
Shoot, I'm into it for a minute. I mean, you know, at this point, one thing about me, you know, I want to prove to people that rappers don't have an expiration date, you know what I'm saying? So I want to keep doing this music, but I just don't want to just be on the, in the front of the scenes. I want to get behind the scenes. I mean, right now I got my own record label, but I want to get to the point where I'm doing tours overseas and the United States. Eventually get into lectures, like talk about the culture and deal with some, you know, conscious issues that are affecting our communities and find ways to improve our communities. So there's a lot I want to do, but right now the main thing is just getting the music out there and creating a relationship with people like yourself who have the platform.
We're
going to
take
a
break.
Right.
Yeah,
and build.
I hear what you're saying. So we're going to take a break from the questions, and we're going to get into one of the tracks. Okay, I'm going to let you choose because I got Caught You Slipping and Belly of the Beast. I heard them both, so it's up to you.
Let's start with
Fire.
Belly of the Beast. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Which one you want to do?
We'll do Belly of the Beast.
Go ahead and introduce it. Please don't hang up.
No, I won't. All right, everybody, get ready for a track that will change your mind and open your mind about mass incarceration. We got the legendary Craig G on here with my man BBS Verbal, Scratches by L. Don the Cut, and produced by Big Bob. And tell me what you think.
So everybody that's working on issues of reform and
Big
trying to make the prison a better place to live, listen, that's not what prisoners want, right?
Welcome
and this whole issue
the beast, man.
That these false dichotomies that we keep engaging
watch
in,
back
man.
Out there, man.
Children in prison,
they want
women in
away.
Prison, old people in prison.
They just sentenced a little homie to 20 plus. Had a public defender, he couldn't get his money up. Prosecutor didn't care, he was only 17. Circumstantial evidence erased him from the scene. George Zimmerman is a free man to kill again. Some folks were innocent, cell blocks they fill them in. Sweatshop workers for 20 cents per hour. Take away your dignity, washing in group showers. Away from your family, a 12-hour bus trip. Racist CEOs on their fuck shit.
It sucks, kid.
The judge screams guilty to lighten up his caseload. Liars testify, you understand, playing a fake role. Solitary confinement, an extra way to break souls. Inhumane treatment or not, how the debate goes. And if you get released from this situation, they'll keep you under their thumb with a 20-year probation.
And this is what we got to start. We got to take control of this language, man. We got to take control of this narrative, man. We got to start eliminating things that disconnect us, that divide us.
That's real.
Yo, until we do that, until we begin to connect the dots, we are finished. We ain't going nowhere.
Full door, fully loaded, stash in a shiny case. Large bags, gotta eat, fuck all them tiny plates. In the hood, check the tolling pole, I'm highly placed. Right hand been locked since summer of 98. I'm from the home of the kids clapping and kidnapping. Shootouts in broad day, at least 10 stabbings. Rep your hood, most of us come from hard places. Get caught up, turn incarcerated star faces. A vast population up in them state prisons. You wanna fight for your life now, the stakes risen. Could count on one hand the people that might be with me. Peep the prison system broke since 1950. They locking up 9 times as many blacks. United States jail population, the biggest fact. Trust staying on these streets is an annual challenge. Them long-term effects will cause collateral damage.
Welcome to America, the home of the brave, where black and brown faces can be owned like a slave. We're lost in the wilderness for false imprisonment. Are you behind bars and it costs the innocent? The 13th Amendment, it never intended to give us our freedom but have slavery extended. They make us rot in the cells, throw the risk and profit. But when we talk about it, try to switch the topic. Centuries of degradation that we saw in the book.
Couldn't break us with chains, so they calling us crooks. So a cop could justify when he spilled innocent blood. For driving around blacker if you live in the hood. Mass incarceration, class indoctrination, past discrimination, we ask for reparations. Cause 2 million inside, will they ever be free? We face the new Jim Crow or the belly of the beast. Welcome to America.
Man, that track is fire.
I appreciate
much
that.
Much needed.
Appreciate that.
Much needed. Facts throughout the whole song.
I appreciate that. That was the reason to do it, because it's something that we're constantly dealing with. I mean, you know, just throw out a quick statistic. 1 out of every 3 boys, black boys, will be in prison once in their lifetime. And we got to stop that. We got to stop that trend, because we don't want to continue to see that happen. And I couldn't be an artist. I couldn't be a real artist if I didn't address the issues that are affecting my community. So there was a need to do that, and I was just fortunate to have these artists to join me on this particular track.
Okay. So since we heard this song, I want to know, do you have a foundation, or are you connected to a positive organization?
Oh, yeah. I'm working with a few organizations that I'm looking at as we speak now. One of them is I'm connected to the Equal Justice Initiative, which is dealing with mass incarceration, all kind of things. Also, the Innocent Project is another one that I'm getting information with all the time. But I'm currently working with a brother who's in Atlanta. He put a book out, getting ready to put out another one, talking about the struggles in the hip-hop culture. But his name is Brother Say. And we're looking to do a lecture. Hopefully we can link up with some colleges and talk about some of the things that are affecting the black community. And the topic of I'm looking to be a performer and a lecturer. And one of the things that I'm going to be talking about is mass incarceration and how we can work cohesively to try to stop it from happening in our communities.
That's great. I would love to promote that. When you get
absolutely.
I would love to help promote that.
Absolutely. We're looking to link up with people like yourself, and we're looking to get platforms where we can share this information, because we want to try to bring about change in the community. But the only way to do it is just being able to have an outlet where it can be shared.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So I want to know, what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
Well, I like to see artists get the money that's actually due to them. You know what I'm saying? Because there are a lot of artists that put music out over the years, especially some of the ones who were the pioneers. I would love to see some of them get the money that's due. But also I like to see a foundation created where artists like DMX, Black Rob, Shotzi, and all of them, they don't have to create FundMe accounts in order to help them when they have medical issues or when they're on their deathbed, where they can be taken care of. And not only them, their families and whomever's associated with them, just like all the other artists do for the blues musicians, jazz musicians, and so forth. We need to do that for hip-hop artists who contributed to the culture. That's what I would like to
do. Right. Man, that's something to think about. We need to get that going. But all the artists, everybody needs something like that. Because
we need
can't
to take care of one
no
another.
More greats.
No, we can't. It gotta happen now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, who would you love to work with?
Well, I would love to work with, you know, I want to work with all of the greats. I mean, I've been fortunate to work with Craig G. I'm currently working on the track with Master Ace. But I would love to work with some of the reggae artists that's doing it real big right now, like Damon Marley, Sizzler, you know, Capleton, some of them guys over there. I definitely want to work with them. I would love, as far as hip-hop, I wouldn't mind working with DJ Premier as far as a producer. And, you know, Rakim, the God MC, of course. But, you know, I'm from the South, so I would like to link up with some Southern artists as well, man, and make something happen, because I feel like, you know, my flavor and their flavor, we can make something, make a difference. So I'm open right now, to be honest with you.
Right. You know what? You threw me for a loop. I noticed something. It was totally unexpected. I listened
What's
to
that?
Your music, and the music dope. I already know you about hip-hop. When I listened to your voice,
yeah.
You said you're from the South. I said, yeah, because you said, I hear the country. I hear the country.
Of course, yeah, the country's there. The country's there.
Right, but the conscious is awake when you listen to your music. So dope.
Oh,
I love it.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, a lot of times people don't realize a lot of the struggle was in the South or is in the South. And so,
right.
You know, it's become, it's up. We have to open up our minds and be able to speak to what's going on. I mean, that's what I liked about Outkast. They brought a certain level of respect to the South, because most of the time people just thought about, you know, Luke Skywalker shaking your butts. I don't know if I can curse on your show, but shaking their butts,
yeah.
And, you know, all of that kind of music. But they didn't realize that we can spit some game and talk about what's going on in the world and talk about some real life issues. And I'm hoping that being from Orlando, I can change that mindset as well. End up where Outkast left off and carry it to the next level and let them know, hey, we conscious down here as well, and we can still speak truth even though we're from the South.
Right. Already. I like that. And with that being said,
oh, yeah.
We got this other song called Caught You Slipping.
Yeah.
Let me know what's up with that one.
Well, you know, Caught You Slipping was a way to encourage women as well as men how we can respect one another and how we can build long-lasting relationships by identifying with our true self. And I was fortunate to have my friend who's from Atlanta, A-Man Bob on the track. And it was produced by the same producer, Big Bob. And we have Scratches on there again by L. Don the Cut. So it definitely came out. I feel like it was a gem. I think it's a message behind it, but at the same time, it kind of gets you moving a little bit, moving a little different than what you heard on Belly the Beast, which both of them are in the way conscious tracks, but this one kind of gets you moving a little bit because it got a more little up-tempo type sound to it. So, yeah, that's what it's all about.
Okay, so go ahead and introduce it, and we're going to come back
all
to
right.
The interview.
Well, you know, I'm hanging out right now with Nellyville and my man DJ Seven, and we're going to drop the second track from Soul Rat coming off the upcoming EP, Soul Pointation. It's called Caught You Slipping. Don't get caught slipping, everybody. Listen to it right now.
Yeah. A woman's highest calling is to lead a man to his soul, so as to unite him with source. Her lowest calling is to seduce. Don't get caught slipping, sisters.
She was a beauty queen with finer things. Always wore designer jeans. Only mess with ballers, not men in the minor leagues. Mesmerized men with a swagger and a smile. She break her right in and then she pass them to the pile. Sexual attraction, intellectual distraction. She'll leave your brain dead before you get to know her action. Her curves was majestic with a mocha complexion. Her words was poetic, she was close to perfection. She take you for your papers if you leave your guard down. Love is a movie and she's playing a part now. Everywhere she goes, she leave a trail of destruction. And if she was a queen, she wouldn't sell ya seduction. Before you commit, fellas, better test the roots. Change your ways, sisters, before you're destitute. You were born with a purpose, deeper than your surface. Don't get caught slipping, cause it ain't never worth it.
Baby girl, got all the right temperature.
For my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
Baby girl, got all the right
when you're young and malleable, that's when the drama begins. We talk, never put a woman over money, your friends. The weakest of men, teaching brothers how to be niggas. Preaching the fallacy to my sisters is hoes and bitches. That's man's lowest calling, pathology, matriculation. Imposing your will on sisters with manipulation. The oldest profession, my boldest confession, is the world's a matriarchy. Put the queens in position. Kings protect the queen's strong arm, that she may walk a pathway upon this earth unharmed. That's the highest calling in this battlefield. The black woman is God, that's what's real. Through her womb, life begins, through her heart it returns. Her safety and well-being is my greatest concern. Destroying and building mental conceptions of men and women, cause falling short of your higher self is my notion to slip.
Baby girl, got all the right temperature.
Watch for my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
Baby girl, got all the right temperature.
To my ladies all across
across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
I know when the truth revealed, it's harder to accept that our children learn from us and follow in our steps. They see right through you, not accepting your disguise. But when they grow up, they use deception on lies. Because it's in your hand to put them on the right course. That's why as a woman, you were meant to be the source. Whatever that you teach them will be your legacy. Keep your head up and be the best that you can be.
We owe it to our sons to properly shine. So that when our time says they'll rise with divine state of mind. Boys to men from a prince to a king. Not a self Moses for Godhood, supreme being. Teach them respect for queens, protect the queens. Cause she's the best of things, sweetest nectarines. The man is the mind, the woman is the thought it contains. They bring forth the idea, the Trinity is ordained.
You tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show, and I got my brother on the line, Soul Rat. Y'all just heard Carson Flip. Now, let them know where they can get your music at.
They can get my music from anywhere music is sold. It's even available on TikTok. So if you're a fan of Soul Rat, go ahead and make a Caution Slipping Belly of the Beast or Blackface TikTok video, and I would definitely retweet it to show you some love on it. But the music is wherever music is sold.
Okay. Go ahead and please give out your social media.
Yeah, you can find me anywhere on social media at Soul Rack Music. That's S as in Sam, O as in October, U as in Universe, L as in Love. Rack, R-A-C, Music, just like it's spelled, M-U-S-I-C. So at Soul Rack Music, that's where they can find me.
Okay. Do you want to give out some shout-outs to everybody listening?
Oh, yeah. I want to give a shout-out to you, Nellyville, to DJ Seven, once again, for providing me an opportunity to be heard through your audience. Also, MJ, for making the connect. I want to give shout-out and love to all the people that support the music in one way or the other. And I always got to show love to my people that's overseas in France, because with them, they believed in me from day one. And so I always want to acknowledge them every opportunity I get. And then, again, always to my family, my loved ones, for supporting me no matter what. And that's what it is.
Right. And I love that. Soul Rack, I appreciate you for stopping through doing this interview. You know I'm going to keep these songs in rotation. And I'm going to go back and get some more, because you can't just leave me too. You know, I'm a hip-hop junkie. I'm a junkie.
What's
this? All I was doing was bobbing my head when I was listening. So I need it all. So I'm going to keep Coffee Flippin' in rotation, Belly of the Beast, going to stay in rotation, and I'm going to hit you up on social media when I'm playing it, so you know.
All right, well, you do
it. I ain't
going to
get
retweeted. I got you. You hit me up, I hit you back up, you know what I'm saying? And if I can do anything for what you guys doing, not just when you playing my music, just hit me up. I want to support as much as I can, you know what I mean?
Already. Shout out to DJ 7 again. Shout out to MJ again. He always showing love. I love that too. Holler at you on social media, Soul Rat. Stay safe out there and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you again. Much love to you and yours, all right?
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, everybody. That was the first interview down, and then I just got word on the street. That Bama on the line. I have just got word on the street. So, Bama, what up?
What it do?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I can't complain.
Okay, so tell everybody that don't know who Bama 100 is a little bit about yourself.
Born and raised in Alabama. That's why they call me Bama 100. The 100 came from my clothing line, so I just cross-branded my name since everybody called me Bama. So I just added the 100 to it, born and raised in Alabama. When I left Alabama, I had moved to Killeen, Texas, where I really started taking my rapping craft seriously. And now I currently live in Fayetteville, North Carolina, 26.
Hey, okay. So I rock with Bama. I know my sister live in Bama right now. I rock with it. I rock with Killeen
because
I done lived there too.
Yep, 254.
So I'm with it. So let's get deep into these questions.
Little.
When you first heard hip hop, tell them, Bama, how did it affect you?
You know what? When I first heard it, it affected me in a way of like, this is awesome. It's like, this is awesome. It was more like, I wonder, can I do this one day? You know, my cousin used to always, like, he was a big Run DMC fan. That's all he played was Run DMC. Run DMC, Run DMC, Run DMC. You know, so I grew up off of a lot of, it's weird, but I grew up off a lot of East Coast music, like New York music, even though I was from the South, listening to,
right.
you know, Tip, Little John, Luda, Outkast, Goody Mob. I still was listening to Wu-Tang, Big Pun, you know, Fat Joe, KRS-One. You know, I was still listening to everything. I was everything. I was taking in everything.
Right, that's dope. So, Bama, when did you realize, okay, I want to be involved with music. This is what I want to do. Well, when was that moment?
Well, when I was in high school, we always used our hands and a quarter or a pencil or a pen and make beats and freestyle off of whatever we could possibly freestyle off of just to get the attention of anybody. And they'll be like, I can flow. But I started taking it serious when somebody told me, like, yo, man, you actually got something. And I'm just like, I'm trying to get into the NBA. You know, I'm trying to play ball. I'm trying to hoop. That's the only thing I was. I was an athlete. I was trying to hoop and do whatever I possibly can to, you know, get out of my town that I was from, Union Springs, which is a very small town, and come back and be able to help my family and help my people.
Right. That's what's up. So what were some of your experiences like while you were perfecting your craft?
The person that taught me, he was in Texas. And I learned from a guy that was way older than I was. Like, he was an OG in the game. And like I said, I'm from a small part of Alabama. It's called Union Springs. We have one high school that lets you know how small it is. We don't even have a Walmart. It ain't even a city. It's a town. We got Piggly Wiggly and one high school. So once I graduated, and my cousin, he was in the military. He was stationed in Fort Hood in Killeen. When I got there, I used to go to, like, little open mic battles, whatever, and my flow was different. So I had this car, and I had a pair of rims I was trying to sell, and the only guy that I knew for a fact that would fit the rims had a box Chevy at the time. So I went to his crib, knocked on his door, and I was like, hey, yo, I got some rims. You want to buy them? You know, rims and tires. But when he opened the door, I saw a microphone and some monitors. And I was like, you got a studio? That was my first time ever seeing an in-home studio.
Right.
I do a little rapping, man. And what made me who I am was the constructive criticism that he gave me. He said, you spit? I said, I do a little something. He said, let me hear something. And I started freestyling. And that was the first time I ever seen anybody look at me and not even bob their head, not say one word when I freestyled.
Wow. Okay.
I did like a 4-minute freestyle, and he did not move. He had his head down the whole time, looking at the carpet. So when I got done, I'm thinking he finna be like, "Yo, man, that was hot." He looked at me and said, "You can rap, but you ain't talking about nothing."
What?
And I was just like, "That was the first time I ever heard that."
Wow. So
I didn't know what a bar was. I didn't know nothing. I just freestyled about stuff that I didn't do.
Oh, okay. And then you got better after that. I'm sure.
I got better. I got a lot better after that because what he taught me how to do, he taught me how to write. I didn't know how to write. I just was off the dome. He said, look, I'm going to give you this instrumental. I want you to go home. I want you to write a song. I said, write. I'm like, all right. I don't know how to write a song. I just say what's on my mind. And he taught me, you know, how to write.
Right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I love that. So what are your goals in the field of music?
I'm hoping to get my foot in the door as an artist / ghostwriter. I love writing. I used to go by the name Bama Miss 16 Bars. That's what I used to go by. Everybody used to call me Bama Miss 16 Bars. I used to go by Bama Miss 16 Bars because the guy in Texas, our manager at that time, he had gave me the nickname 16 Bar Assassin. He like, daggone, Bama, you a 16 Bar Assassin. So then I got that tatted on my back. But I love writing. You know, writing, and a lot of labels don't really do it anymore. But
right now I'm at
the studio, and a lot of artists come through, and they have the talent and they have the image, but a lot of them cannot write. And I still do artist development accidentally. But, you know, if an artist is first time in a professional studio, you know, they nervous, I'll go in the booth with them, you know, help them with their cadences, help them with, you know, pretty much artist development so they can have a great song when they leave the studio.
Right. That's dope. So, Bama, who would you love to work with? Take a breath.
God, that's a hard question. Most definitely J. Cole. I'm in Fayetteville. I'd be stupid not to say J. Cole. Definitely on Cold World. I would love to do something with Scarface. I felt like his album Deeply Rooted got slept on. I felt Face never got the recognition he should have. I would love to do something with Scarface. I would love to do something with Andre 3000.
Okay.
I would love to do, honestly, I'd love to do a track with Method Man and Red Man, to be honest with you, because I think it'd be dope.
Right.
I think the energy would be so dope.
Right. Yeah, your energy is high level. So let's talk about energy. Let's talk about Gutter.
Gutter.
Let's talk about it.
Well, Gutter is one of them songs. I like to do a lot of storytelling sometimes, like when I do my music. And Gutter is just one of them songs where when COVID hit, you know, everything, you might well say the world stopped. It completely shut down, and people had to revert back to what they knew to get by and to survive. And, you know, the song is pretty much saying, look, man, where I'm at right now, it wasn't easy. So I got it out the mud and I got it out the gutter the best way I know how. You know, I mean, it might not be the way you wanted me to get it, but I can't let my lights get cut off and I can't let my family starve. So I'm going to have to get it the way I got to get it.
Right. So who produced it?
It was produced by DB The Plug. He's a producer that always be sending me a lot of beats. And I was going through one of his beat catalogs, and I heard it, and I was just like, yeesh. I'm like, okay, I'm really feeling this. And I wrote it in like 10 minutes and then came to the studio and recorded it.
Okay.
And threw it out there.
So we're going to get into the song. I would love for you to introduce it. And we're not done with the interview, so don't hang up, please.
Oh, never would do that. Everybody that's listening right now, I want y'all to check out my single, my song, Gutter by Bama 100, produced by DB The Plug. Let's get it. Yes, sir.
DB The Plug. Lil'
Bama. Yes, sir. Yeah. Got it out the mud and the gutter.
Got it out the mud, got it out the gutter. Got it out the mud, say I got it out the gutter. When I was down, when I was in trouble. Got it out the mud, say I got it out the gutter. The truck that I'm driving don't back up. Only thing we do is stack up. Please don't come around me and act up. Got it out the gutter, don't ask us. I bought a bigger house than the last one. If the girl with me, she gon' have fun. Don't come around me, you dumb-dumb. Me, my tummy gun, his name run-run. Me and my niggas, we silent. Only thing y'all know is violence. But we know timing and balance. The money come first with the mileage. See you get mad, cause we wildin'. Only thing I'm doing, smiling. Nigga, we used to be friends. Now I'm just killin' with kindness. Saw me at the bond and he helped me. Y'all saw left, most of y'all left me. Cornerback bitch, that's an interception. Left on red, didn't leave the mess. It's okay, she let it help me. Fab the shot, you ain't see the weapon. Hard time teach you a good lesson. But leeching that nigga, you but repellent. I got out the gutter, some of y'all niggas in trouble. Don't come around me for nothing. My family struggle, I did it all for the muscle. Got on my grind, had to hustle. Pressed the bag, this ain't no victory lab. Part of y'all niggas just mad, about to be bad. Put it all up in the stash. Got it out the mud, got it out the gutter. Got it out the mud, say I got it out the gutter. When I was down, when I was in trouble. Got it out the mud, say I got it out the gutter. I reached my hand out for some help. Did this shit all by myself. I got some people I don't pay for too. And y'all were the realest one left. I ain't worried about nothing, I'm on a tunnel. My shawty got some real bottoms, I came from the bottom. Bottom of the map, dirty like mud, still had the scrap. Did it for me, got it together. Weathered the storm, out of the gutter. Did it for me and I got it together. Weathered the storm, out of the gutter. Got it out the mud, got it out the gutter. Got it out the mud, say I got it out the gutter. When I was down, when I was in trouble. Got it out the mud, so I got it out the gutter.
You tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show, and you just heard my brother, Bama 100. We got it out the gutter. We got it out the mud.
Yes, sir.
So I'm loving that track, loving that track. You know I'm going to keep
Thank you.
Got to keep it in rotation. I already put it on my flash drive so I can play it in my car because I know
appreciate
it's going
to be. Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be. It's going to be.
that's what I need for tonight. So I want to know, what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
I would like to see more artists come back, start their own labels and come back and get people a chance and sign them and get them a chance. Like other people give them a chance. Like with me, I'm going to start my own label and I'm going to look for artists and talent myself because, you know, everybody don't really have the opportunity in with social media right now. You know, you might as well say, TikTok, Instagram, all of that, all of your social media platforms could be is just like an A&R. You know, one thing I do have to say, shout out to the DJs and respect the DJs. Don't sleep on the DJs. You know, DJs are plugged in too. And a lot of people quick to overlook a DJ because they feel like they have to go straight to a label, not even knowing that a DJ could be plugged in with a label. A DJ could have their own label. A DJ could be a manager. I have a management company, so respect the DJs. I love the DJs. I don't have no problem with the DJs. I mess with all of them. But I was just like artists, like when they do blow, start you a label and go back and get somebody and sign somebody from your hood or from your neighborhood or from your city that's talented and get them a chance. Show them the way, you know, pass the torch on.
Right. Pass forward.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about the clothing line. Let's get into that so we can get that information.
The clothing line is just 100. The reason I did it, it actually isn't supposed to be a clothing line. I just was going to a lot of showcases in Atlanta, And I noticed that everybody in the showcases looked alike. Like everybody, like if you was in a showcase with 20 people, everybody just looked alike, minus whoever came up in there with drip around their neck. So
right.
I'm just like, if I'm like, okay, if I do a song and I got three judges, how am I going to stand out to make the judges remember me? So I just took my 100 logo and got a couple of shirts pressed up. And when I was performing it, when I got off stage, a lot of people was like, yo, man, where can I get a shirt from? Where can I get a shirt from? Every time I performed it. And then, so I'm just like, maybe I got something. So I just pressed up a bunch of shirts. And then every time I go do a lot of shows or any show, I make sure I have my merch. So it went from being shirts to hats to COVID-19 masks. And next thing is I'm going to work on is hoodies, sweats, and leggings for the ladies and wife beaters and tank tops for the ladies. So, yeah, I'm just going to grow it. I'm going to grow it that way. Organically.
Okay, so what's the site to go and get your merch?
This is the problem right here. And this is why I don't know why Instagram did me like that. I had my music page and I had my clothing line page. For some reason, it got flagged. I don't know why. But Instagram told me to send them a video of my face to do a facial recognition to make sure I was the owner. But not
right.
the owner, but that I owned the actual page. And I'm like, yeah, duh, I got the shirt on. I'm in the page. I'm on. It's my page. So I tried to send it to them about three or four times, and it never went through. So what I'm going to do is start a new Instagram page. It will be in my link tree. Up under my Bama 100 page, and they will be able to go straight to it and be able to get the shirts or any of the merch that they see.
Okay. So y'all hear that? Y'all need to follow them. Go ahead and get at social media again, please.
Follow me at Bama 100. That's BAMAONEHUNNIT. On all social media platforms, IG, Snapchat, Facebook, all of it, TikTok, Bama 100.
Okay. Where can they get your music?
My music is on Spotify, is on Google Play, is on Apple Music, is on DistroKid. So whatever online store DistroKid put it on, that's where it's going to be at. And they put it out on a lot of platforms, so. I put it on DistroKid, so it's definitely on Spotify. It's definitely on Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. It's definitely Pandora is out there. TikTok.
Okay. So you want to give out some shout-outs to anybody out there listening?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to you. Definitely got to give a shout-out to you, DJ
Thanks.
7. I got to give a Gotta give a shout out to DJ 7. DJ 7 been rocking with me for a minute. He's
right.
been rocking with me for a minute, and he's a great dude. He's a great dude. And
yep,
big shout out to you. Yes, and big shout out to you. And I love the platform that you're doing because a lot of people don't do this anymore for artists. You know,
right.
It seems like it's a rule now. Like we can't help you no more. Help yourself. And
no,
you know,
I like
7 is
it's my passion.
Exactly. And I look at it like your blessing will come whenever you give. When you give, you receive. And when you help somebody get to that next level, you know, your blessing will come back to you. Now, you know, you can't take everybody with you.
Right.
You know, you
right.
can't take everybody with you. You know, some people are gonna have to stay in the bleachers and cheer for you. But
right.
as long as you let the world know who was there for you and who helped you and you don't forget about that, then everything gonna be all right.
Already. Y'all hear that little piece of advice right there, that little piece he just gave y'all? Y'all need to just listen. Everybody need to listen. Pay attention. So, Bama, I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you stopping through, doing an interview. You know I got you, whatever you need. You know 7 going to let me know, and then we going to work it out. And you know I'm going to keep in the gutter on
what show?
The live. I
what
got
show?
You. So That's it. I'm done with the interview. You have yourself a great, great weekend, and I'll holla at you on
too.
Social media. Thank you.
I don't know if you have any kids. If you do,
yes,
happy Mother's
grow.
Day.
If you
do, happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to your mom and to all the ladies that's listening. Happy Mother's Day for y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow's y'all day. Enjoy it. Make y'all boyfriends, y'all husband cook. It's going to be hot. Pull out the grill. Make them cook.
Right.
Make them clean. Make
right.
them rub your feet. It's
okay.
y'all day.
Y'all heard it from Bella.
Yeah, hey, take care of y'all later. Yeah, give them a massage. Take care of them. They mothers.
Right. Okay.
They do a lot. Respect the queens.
Right. I appreciate you, Bama. You take care.
You too. Stay safe.
All right. Peace.
Already.
Okay, y'all. That was the second interview down because you know that's how Nelly do it. We do two interviews. It's usually three, but today we only had two. So let's see what I want to do. I want to give some shout-outs. I want to shout-out to Soul Rack doing his thing. Man, such a conscious rapper. I love that. Big shout-out to Bama 100. I think I've been rocking with Bama for a minute, you know, but I still love what he got going on. He is progressing, and I love the progression. Big shout-out to DJ 7 at Team in the Mix. Shout-out to the council. Shout-out to everybody that's a Taurus. It's Taurus season. I've been kicking it with the Tauruses. I'm tired. Happy birthday to y'all. Let's go.
Yeah, I kind of put the cup down for a minute, but honestly, it ain't nobody's business what's in my cup, what's in your cup, what's in their cup. It's your cup. Drink it. So whatever the hell was in my cup, the only reaction I did was got more popular, more successful, did a lot more things that I've ever done. I probably should pick that cup back up.
I'm sitting here looking at Keisha like, do you love me, do you love me not? Damn, you hit the spot. Taste like candy, sweet like fruit, ooh, wet like water, can I love on you? Withdrawals, I'm feeling different, every day I need a dose. Every now and then I'm missing, I got my times when I go ghost. But she mine, I'm stamping her. Priority status, so them other bitches mad at her. Too mad at her. Thumbing through 100,000, I spent that times two on you. Call myself Kanye loose, then I pop back up like Pickaboo. Here I go, flyer than most, Louis V. Coke. Gas station, coffee cup full, long drive boat. No money came by happiness, but she found love inside a G. Head and something to eat, that's all a thug nigga need. No lie, you give me higher than the prices of my weed. I'm displaying my feelings like I'm wearing them on my sleeve. 1 minute I'm done with you, the next one I be running back. Go your way, I go my way, but somehow we be still attached. Trying to find my answers with this cup, but ain't no truth in that. They be like I'm done for fucking with you, I spend stupid racks. I'm sitting here knowing I don't need you, pouring O's in the lid. Sipping, chasing with my reef. Can't get my mind on Waukesha. Watch me put my heart in this cup. In my feelings, she my therapist, I'ma talk to this cup. I smile. Ring around the road, Z, cup full of OZ. I hope I don't OD, she keeps saying pull me. Turn me to that purple demon emoji. Devil fuck me like you miss me, it's been a whole week. This ain't no playground, love, we grown. I'm too fucked up, I pay 400 for a zone. That's wrong. My bitch don't like you, you been fucking up my home. In my house. Relapsing every time I try to leave you alone. I relapse. Every nigga in the streets looking for her, but she rare. Dark skin, purple hair, stingy with a heart to share. I can't, never needed nobody, but it feels good to have somebody. Drop you and pick you up whenever I feel like it. This shit toxic. Let me know if you feel me. I gotta stop it, I must stop it. 1 minute I'm done with you, the next one I be running back. Go your way, I go my way, but somehow we be still attached. Trying to find my answers with this cup, but ain't no truth in it. They be like I'm done for fucking with you, I spend stupid racks. I'm sitting here knowing I don't need you, pouring O's in the lid. Sipping, chasing with my reef. Can't get my mind on Waukesha. Watch me put my heart in this cup. In my feelings, she my therapist, I'ma talk to this cup, I swear.
blaming on Monster.
Yeah, 2020 car fit, equal more sick. Body on my lap, pussy nigga, what's a car jet? Chop in the Lambo, that's a lamb chop. Young nigga having fear, hanging with the have not. Rolling 6-0, in a 6-4. Got some young nigga feel quick to pull a kick, though. A baddie in the race, in the race. Even while watching dogs. Still a hood nigga feel acting like I'm not a star. I'm still a hood nigga, that just some I can't get rid of. All my partner selling gas and I ain't talking about no filler. Catch the fucking hiccup. Call my phone if you ain't talking about no money, cause I ain't gon' pick up. I been eating like a bitch, my pocket's full and I can't sit up. Bragging like you put in witness, think you know that boy got hit up. My grind is one of a kind, I got a good pick of the litter. Leave my taste up on that bitch, but then she started acting bitter. In a drop top, if you say a smoke out, you get hot spot. I told him send a message, bring his necklace, then he got shot. The mama got that ass, make you jump just like a hopscotch. These niggas want me gone, color yellow at the top spot. Yeah. 2020 car fit.